They've no respect for her who it matters most to. That's why I stand for the flag and I kneel at the cross. More for the friends I have loved and lost. And as do you believe in God we trust.
Welcome to We Are the News Now with your host, Dan Hennen. Hello, today is February 28th, 2022. Our show will be about current events, in particular the events from the past week. I'll be stripping out the fake news so you don't have to. Typically, these shows air in about 30 minutes' time, enough for you to get a full week's worth of news in one sitting. This is a faith-based program. As always, we'll start off with a prayer. To our Father, God Almighty, we humbly submit ourselves in this show to you in the name of Yeshua, your Son. I take the blood of Christ and apply it to this live stream, the recording show, and every listener right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over all our ministry, our families, and this great nation of America. May you, God, touch and be with each, every listener right now, where they are, while they tune into this show. God bless each and every one of them. Thank you, and we pray in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen. We got lots to cover this week here on the show. Let's get right to it. Between the Ukraine, Russia, Corona, the COVID, Biden, Putin, Zelensky, I am really not sure where to start. Let's start with Project Veritas. Project Veritas, they've been one of the only real outlets really doing the work of true journalistic work, getting the truth out there, having interviews with whistleblowers, showing stats, evidence and facts rather than just showing opinions. So they're doing well. And guess who joined Project Veritas this past week? A 25-year veteran manager at CNN is going to be their executive producer of the shows there online. Now, that drew some criticism, I'll say. Project Veritas is very good. One of their main enemies is CNN. It's very interesting that they hired someone from CNN to come over. Now, to their credit, they've been in this for 25 years. Been wanting to get out, likes what Project Veritas is doing, and is going to be helping them with some truth news. Now, that could very easily be the case. Now, this person won't be reporting, doing stories or articles, but I think more of a producer behind the scenes and getting some of this. And now, that'll have a good, I think, very good connections and networking. But then again, if they're at CNN, all their networks might be Project Operation Mockingbird type of folks. So watch that development. Project Veritas is very good. Everyone's expecting them to sooner or later be infiltrated. This could very easily be it. I'm hoping that's not the case. Speaking of a case, lawsuit, watch the Michael Sussman case. You know, that's the indictment we're hearing about this with the Trump-Russia collusion that goes way back. That's the indictment, the Sussman case. Last name, S-U-S-S-M-A-N. That's another one to follow. It's not getting any attention in the mainstream news. And that's going to be very interesting in the corruption there of getting this whole dossier, the FISA surveillance, all of this nonsense. The Canadian lady trampled over by a horse now is makes a statement on Twitter that she's moving with her family to Florida. That was per a tweet that she released on February 25th. Remember the protests there were going on in Ottawa? They brought the mounted horses, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. some of the horses got scared and jumped around. She was in the line. She's a handicapped woman using a walker. And she was the one videoed as she fell to the ground and was in a hospital seeking some medical help after that in Canada. She's turned out to be some kind of a local hero now to some extent. She is leaving. She cannot stand Canada and moving to Florida. Very interesting to watch that development. Once again, I don't think that's been on the mainstream news at all. Cash Patel. Cash Patel, one of the good guys, White Hat, he had a tweet on February 25th saying, "I'm having a beer with Q," on a tweet. Now, I think that was just in jest, just having some fun there with the guys, but a lot of people did take that serious. Cash Patel's a good guy, very high up in the Trump organization, and is very likely one of the 10 people or less that even knows who the identity of Q is. So when he made a post like that at a bar having a drink where you can just see the person's elbow, turned out not to be the case, but very interesting why he would do that. I think we are personally getting close on getting some revelations on who Q is and having all that come to light. The World Economic Forum, WEF, if you check in their website, Russia and Vladimir Putin was a longtime member there. The profile for Putin is gone. The website, that section is removed. They removed Putin, the profile, from their website because of all this Ukrainian-Russian war. The deep state is all on the side of the Ukraine, and Putin and Russia is fighting that, trying to take them out, and is learning the hard way. You don't play nice. George Soros and their cronies will be after you. They started right away by threatening to pull them off the website. Now it's gone. Now, here's an interesting thing about the fallout in the Ukraine. It's not verified. I don't even know if this is true, but there was a post today from someone very high up that said that Putin and Trump were in talks back when they were talking, when Trump was in office, and Putin told Trump that he gave many warnings to Ukraine's Zelensky. Zelensky is the bad guy here. Putin said many times, "You got to dismantle those labs run by the Mossad on Snake Island near the Black Sea. Please dismantle those bio labs." And he didn't do it. And guess which place gets hit first here with the incoming strikes? Was Snake Island, a small little island 20 miles off the coast of the Ukraine. Very small island. It's the length of it is you can line up 7 football fields. That's how long it is. And then wide, it's about the length of 6 football fields. It's like only 46 acres, I believe, is all that it is. Very small, but very remote. Now, who knows what's going on above that island or underneath the ground in it? It's very remote. There's conjecture that there's a bio lab there. And that's why that area was struck by the Russians. Now, I don't know if that's true. Please look that up yourself. It's Snake Island, formerly called Serpentine Island. That's making all the news. That's where the incoming missiles hit and all these Ukrainians were found dead. The next morning, the news came out saying, no, they're not dead. They're alive. Everything's alive and well. All that's disinformation. And I would recommend in listening to all this, make sure you've seen the movie Wag the Dog. Wag the Dog. We're seeing this come into real play here in real time with what's going on in Ukraine and Russia. Well, they also showed another day a bunch of dead bodies saying, here's the dead Ukrainians we killed from the Russians. And the next morning saying, no, it's a photo of the Ukrainians that the Russians have killed, or vice versa. Either way, someone is lying, and we're getting a lot of this Wag the Dog propaganda. Who knows what to believe? Make sure you watch that movie Wag the Dog. Make sure you watch the movie Newsroom to kind of get your head around what we're seeing here take place. A lot of lies, a lot of propaganda. We're getting Hollywood celebrities and actors and actresses and famous people coming out saying, you got to support the Ukraine. Yes, there are a lot of good people in the Ukraine, but the Ukraine we're talking about here is the deep state bad guys. The bad guys. And no, Putin is not a bad guy, not an evil dictator. He's fighting the same war Trump is. Trump was fighting the deep state. Trump was not fighting the Democrats and Biden and here at home in America. He was going after the deep state and all the other countries on a global scale. That's what Putin is doing now, putting his foot down. Very interesting to follow. But boy, it's very goofy what we're hearing, because nothing makes sense. And the mainstream news keeps saying Russia is the bad guy, Ukrainian is so good. We got to watch it. That does not get out. Remember, it's the Biden crime family. Hunter Biden, uranium one in the Ukraine. Hunter Biden with his uranium ties, Ukraine ties. Joe Biden, remember, that's where he gave that quote when they had the, when they were going after Trump for the quid pro quo. Remember, that was all over the news 2 years ago or whatever, making a bribe, bribing someone from another country. They went after Trump with that because, once again, it's reflection, deflection. It's projecting. It's blaming someone else for what you have done. When Biden was caught on camera, caught on the air, on audio. Audio does exist of him saying, you've got to let that prosecutor go for the Hunter Biden case. You're not going to see any of that money. Once he's fired, we'll continue on with our deal. Biden made a bribe with the Ukraine officials. This is how far back the Ukraine goes. These guys, the bad guys high up in government, are the corrupt ones and working actively with the deep state. Now we're getting some, is Taiwan and China coming up next? You know, we're getting some of the stuff in the news that the war may break out there next, but all this is conjecture. You just really can't watch too much of it because we don't know what's real and what's not. But the Ukraine bad guys and the Russian Putin good guys is true. Now, that's not to say that Putin was a bad guy back in the day. You know, he was KGB, was a Russian asset for many years. Just like Trump was not a good, clean-cut guy his whole life. But the years we're talking about now, once he changed and once he converted over and became a white hat, in Trump's case, it was once that JFK Jr. flight went down in 1999 and killed one of his best friends, and he knew Hillary and the Clintons were behind it when he was running for Senate, is when he changed. That's what Trump has said that many times. That's when he changed. I don't even know what he was like before that. But yes, being a real estate mogul in New Jersey and New York, he must not have been the cleanest of cats. Putin, same kind of thing. Now, Ukraine is saying that they're going to make citizens ages 18 to 60 prohibited from leaving the country. This was announced in the Ukraine February 24th. And so what they're doing is they're not letting them leave if they want to leave. They're also keeping the men that are military fighting age to not be allowed to leave. Another tactic, if things get rough and tumble, they're going to use them and place them in their draft there for soldiers. Sean Penn, currently in the Ukraine, filming a documentary about Russian invasion. And I wrote here on my notes, LOL. So you get Sean Penn over in the Ukraine already. The day of the attacks, he says, I'm over there filming a documentary. Now, some people, I think, have seen this news and say they think he's over there now because of the fighting, doing a documentary. No, Sean Penn was there doing the documentary when the fighting broke out. The propaganda movie was showing, this is almost too funny to explain. He was doing a documentary about a fictional invasion by Russia over there. Now, Sean Penn, of course, is one of these Hollywood celebrities now playing the Ukraine card. And he's over there filming a documentary. It's just too much. Let's get back into the local news here. The trucker convoys continue. Now, National Guard is going to be deployed in D.C. in preparation for the upcoming protests. You know, those trucks, it started with the convoy in Ottawa with all the trucks and the truckers up in Canada to protest the mask mandates. Remember, these aren't bad guys bullying people around. These are honest truckers protesting. All they're doing is protesting the mandates. Protests have been going on about the mandates all over the U.S. for many, many months, almost 2 years, about the mask mandates. These are not anti-vaccine people. Most of them are saying, please do not take the vaccine, the particular COVID vaccine that's bad. But they're saying you have no right to tell us to wear masks and to enforce that as a requirement. That's all that this is. They're not the bad guys. Now, these the frontline doctors have gotten together. Simone Gold. I mean, all these doctors have gotten together to do this. Dr. RFK Jr., you know, these other researchers and studies are doing all of these vaccine mandates that they're protesting. The protests are not new. Protests have been going on the whole time. No one seems to be able to break through to get break into the mainstream. These truckers in Ottawa just happened to do it. I don't think they planned it out that way to say, hey, let's do this, and it's going to be the one thing that turns the tide. But it worked. It worked. So they're getting all the credit for it, and everyone's going after them also as bad guys. We're not getting our goods and services. We're not getting our supplies delivered because of trucks. We've had the supply chain issue once Biden took over as president. This has been long ago with the cargo ships. So we may have it going on here as well, but it's for a good cause for the truckers. The truckers are just merely protesting the mandates that you're required to wear a mask, whether you're in a city, town, state, restaurant, bar, gymnasium. There can't be a sign that says you're required to wear a mask. That's all that they're saying. We've already had that discussed with the Nuremberg trials years ago. You can't force you to take something, to do something that's medical. The government cannot do that. That's not the government's job. Can they recommend it that you wear a mask? Yes. No one's fighting that. If bars and restaurants had signs say that we're recommending that you wear a mask when you come into our establishment, no one has a problem with that. If you don't want to wear it, don't wear it. If you want to wear it, wear it. But when the mandates come out that you have to, that you can't enter an establishment without a mask, or you can't enter a concert without a vaccine, or you can't enter a sporting event without a booster shot, where they prohibit you from attending, that's where they can't do. That is illegal. That's what they're trying to get through the Nuremberg laws, the rules. They can't do that. Now, an Obama top advisor this last week pled guilty to wire fraud, stealing more than $200,000. This I read in an article that came out January 15th. So this is not new. This is not current. But I don't think I've covered this before. This also slid through the mainstream media. I've never heard of it. A top advisor for Obama back in the day now recently pled guilty to wire fraud, stealing more than $200,000. This took place back in January 15th. Look it up if you need to. January 15th, 2022. Now, the Secret Service, in another story, now states that they, quote, can't find 3 years worth of Hunter Biden travel records. Remember, this is when Hunter Biden, the laptop came out, and they wanted to get into his records to see where he was, where he was traveling, and who was funding all this. He was going for free. He wasn't paying a dime for all his elaborate travel. They made extensive redactions to these files. They just announced last month. Now publicly, they announced that we can't find the files. We don't have them. We can't release them. Well, no one's hearing about this because all we hear is the Russia-Ukraine. So we really got to focus, really got to watch on what's being suppressed in the news now with all this Ukraine-Russia talk. Very important newsworthy stories are being dismissed. Speaking of the convoy that's headed to Washington, D.C. against the mandates. Remember, this is similar, not the same one as the Ottawa one, but similar. They're doing the same thing. It already has 7,000 vehicles, and that convoy is 30 miles long. This is huge. This should be front page news. Speaking of front page news, Jussie Smollett in the news again. Jussie Smollett. Remember, his sentencing, he was found guilty of the race hoax verdict. His sentencing is coming up in 2 weeks. Lawyers on his side now asked the judge just yesterday to throw out the guilty verdict, to throw it out. Well, they've already had their time to throw it out. They've already had their chance to dismiss it. It went to a jury trial. And Jussie Smollett was found guilty on all those counts. These are serious counts. They found him guilty. All they got to do now, the only thing left to do in this case is the sentencing. How much time is he going to serve? Now the attorneys say, you know what, we really should just throw this whole thing out. It's unbelievable. Let's see. Trump spoke at the CPAC, gave an address in Orlando. Boy, was that refreshing. If you listen to that, go back and listen to that if you get a chance to. It reminds us of the 4 years Trump was in office and all the good speeches that he gave. Invigorating, positive, fun, and inspiring. He gave one in Orlando, very refreshing. Get a chance to look that up if you get a chance. Watch that on YouTube, listen to it. Even if you can, for 20 to 30 minutes. It doesn't have to be the whole thing. I think he spoke for an hour, but if you can get 15 minutes in on your drive to work or something, that's all you need. Any section of that whole speech was very good. Now, also this week, speaking of the Ukraine, the vice prime minister in Ukraine asks Elon Musk to get the Starlink internet service up and running in the Ukraine. Elon Musk responded 10 hours later saying that it was done. So a lot of people are on the fence about Elon Musk as well. Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? You know, what's the deal? Whose side is he on? Well, this gives your answer, folks. The internet service, the web was taken down in the Ukraine. Vice Prime Minister asks Elon Musk himself to use the Starlink internet service. 10 hours later, after the request, the internet is up and running in the Ukraine. Elon Musk, he writes back, done. Problem solved. Problem solved from your end, is basically what he said. Dianne Feinstein's husband died today. Today is February 28th. Not sure the connections there. She's deep state. I'm assuming the husband is as well. I don't know more about the details of that. That was just breaking news. I don't see really how that's breaking news, but it's covering up other stories that should be making news. Mike Lindell, if you get a chance to watch this, he confronts Robert Costa at the CPAC. You know, so Trump was speaking, and Mike Lindell confronted him and says, you know, you're fake news, you're fake news. And Costa was basically saying, no, you're the idiot, you're a moron. Lindell says, you're fake news, you're the traitor here. You're the only traitor here. And he started chanting, traitor, traitor, traitor. Everyone chimed in. Robert Costa didn't know what to do. That was very comedy. If you need some comic relief, look for that on the web. It's also a YouTube and also on Twitter. It's Robert Costa, Mike Lindell confrontation. Very funny. We also had fake news with the explosion in Cherkasky. That was one of the other explosions we heard of, the fighting and the bombs going off, the explosions. And people are saying, well, you know, that explosion took place. That was something different. That's footage from a different event. And then they show the woman in head bandages, in headdress, with blood. Part of this explosion was quickly found out on Twitter and on various internet forums. They said, no, that was from a gas explosion down in 2018 in the Ukraine, the footage of a woman in bandages. Now, whether or not it's a crisis actor back then, I don't know. It could have been a legitimate victim of the explosion. But then again, it was 2018. How is this information getting out into 2022? That's 4 years ago. So we got propaganda at play. And if you're called out on Twitter by showing it, they'll say it's false, fake news, and you're the bad guy when you're the one exposing and saying in your tweet that this is the kind of stuff that's going on out there. There's old information. It's not correct. Sites of these bombs and explosions are taken from different events, and they're made it look like that it's part of ongoing clash. The biggest news that should be front page news, and I've got a feeling that this might be why                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                            e why, the very reason that the Ukraine and Russia is making all the headline news on the mainstream media is that the origins of the COVID came out with the patent. The Moderna patent filed in 2016, if you want to look it up yourself, the patent, it was patented in 2016 under patent number 9,587,003. It's an actual patent for the Moderna COVID that's almost exactly the same as what we're seeing now for COVID. Now, we keep hearing, even as late as recently, COVID came from a wet market, it came from an animal, it came from a bat. This has already been proven false for 2 years amongst the real researchers. This gene, this genome, this FCS genome does not exist in nature. The COVID, the bat virus, came from a wet market. That is not true. That's already been proven. Now, Dr. David Martin, who works in patents, has been giving talks over the last year and interviews and presentations by saying this is fake. This is a man-made virus. So we knew this. Now it's finally breaking into the news, to the mainstream. I don't know why. I'm glad it is. I'm upset that it's this late. But this is not a natural event that took place. This is not just some natural thing like what they tried to spin AIDS back in the day. AIDS is also made up. You can look at the specific slicing of how this is genetically modified on how it gets out there. So yes, 2016, this was 6 years ago that this was patented. So they've been trying to get this in there, not to kill or harm people. I'm sure that's what it is for also. But the main reason is to get a virus out there that's so bad that forces you to get a vaccine that they're going to market and sell to you as well. That's what they're doing. Now, what other business can you get into that you now have a market for 7 billion people on the planet to provide a vaccine for everybody? It's not a market. It's not a market demographic. It's not a market share. It's not certain countries that have it. Everyone on the planet sounds like they're getting COVID. So they're going to need the vaccine. And people are falling for it. So Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and Pfizer are coming up with this flipping vaccine that's worse than the cure is worse than the disease to be able to sell it to everybody. Now, people go in saying, I'm getting it for free. My insurance is covering. I don't have to pay. They're not making money off me at all. They're making money off you from the insurance company. It's all one big scam. Perfect world, they'd have every person on the planet, 7 billion people, customers. And now we're starting to see the numbers come out. Look for the quarterly earnings release. Look for the 10K, the financial statements from Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. They're starting to come out now, and they're making billions of dollars. Billions of profit, not just gross revenue, but clear profit. So yes, this is orchestrated. This is done on purpose. They want you sick. They want you to get it. And yes, according to the New World Order, they also want you dead. But these people just want you to get the vaccine. And the governments are going out there making it mandatory in a lot of countries to get it. Mandatory. And multiple booster shots of it. It's almost too much. So give it a chance. Look up that. It's called the COVID patent. It's out there. Dr. David Martin has been doing some very good work on it. He's a patent attorney and knows what he's talking about. This is old news. This is not new information. And so it's coming to light now that it's new. Keep in mind that we also have Truth Premium on our website. For only 99 cents per month, you'll see less ads, receive more exclusive and premium content, as well as have access to our Powered by Truth community forum. Can't beat 99 cents in support of the truth. Go to premium.eamedia.online and sign up today. Also, check out all of our articles and content at Eternal Affairs. And God bless. Thank you for the truth. Thank you for your support. We also have new donors, Reverend Dave, Janet, Lisa, and Dean. Also, new premium signups by Patty, Linda, David, Bruce, and Dean. Once again, thank you for your donations for shows like this can stay in circulation. Once again, my name is Dan Hennen. Thanks for listening.